Hey, so I'm Lee. Thank you so much for joining me today. Jesus is calling us to come up higher. He's coming and he wants us well prepared for his return. So let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you for teaching us, preparing us for that day that we stand before you, preparing us to be your beautiful bride without spot or wrinkle, without sin. We love you and praise you and give you all the glory. And so, you know, Jesus isn't saying that he's going to get the spots and wrinkles out after, but he's getting them out before, because we're going to be moving in with him. And so this is a time of testing and a time where he decides if we're going to move in with him or not. And so we have to choose him over the sin. And Paul said, and a lot of people use what Paul said as an excuse because of a lack of understanding what he was saying. He was just kind of, you know, saying how he felt, and I don't want to sin, but I keep on sinning, and willpower isn't enough. And so people are looking at that thinking, yeah, we can't go without sin. Paul said that. But you have to read all of it. In verse 25, he said, I'll give all my thanks to God for his mighty power has finally provided a way out through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. And so if left to myself, the flesh is aligned with the law of sin. But now my renewed mind is fixed on and submitted to God's. And then he goes to chapter 8. He goes on to talk about not following the dictates of your flesh any longer. And what he's saying is we have the power to follow after the Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit to help us. And it really isn't that hard when you depend on him. But as Paul is saying, you can't depend on yourself. And I heard Jesus say today, get back on the vine, because we can't do it without Jesus. Many are running around in circles trying to do this thing, trying to be a good person, trying to be perfect on their own, and just giving up because they can't do it. And rightfully so, you can't do it. But don't give up. Turn to Jesus. It's his power in you that enables you to give that up. The thing is, it's a decision that you have to make. You have to decide that you want to let it go. You have to decide that you want him more than you want that thing that is clinging to you, that is bothering you. Once you make that decision, it becomes easy. I've been saying all week what Jesus said. Once you decide to surrender, then it's no longer anything that can drag you down. And through surrendering, then it doesn't have a hold on you anymore. Although your flesh is still going to crave what you gave it. Jesus taught me that a long time ago. Your flesh craves what you give it. So when you stop giving it the thing that you don't want to do, that craving eventually goes away. Recently, Jesus reiterated that to me. He was asking me to let go of some things, and they were hard, and I didn't realize they had a hold on me until I started getting rid of it. I thought at any time I could do that. And it was hard. It was hard to let go. And he said, eventually, as he taught me, you'll get used to not doing that anymore and it'll just go away. And you're set free. The thing is, anything that has you is a bondage. And without it, you kind of just go nuts. And that's why you give into your flesh and you quit and you give up. But with Jesus, you have the power to let it go. Just by that decision. Just by him saying, let it go. It's a God. And also, I think, for me, the realization of knowing it's him or hell. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to be scared, but really what got me where I am is fear. The fear of him. I don't want to go to hell. He called me self-willed once. I don't want to be self-willed. And it really feels good to come under his commands, his word. It feels good. It feels like security. It feels like no weapon formed against me can prosper. It feels like confidence. You know, we were talking about the fig tree, and it was dead. And Jesus said that represented dead Christians. We're calling them Lord, but we're dead. We have no fruit in our lives because we don't submit to him. We're just a dead fig tree. We're dead because we aren't producing fruit, and we aren't producing fruit because we're not taking him seriously. We're not submitting to him. I want to produce fruit in my life. I haven't been all the time. I have been on and off. And when you're not producing fruit, you don't feel good. You feel like you want to quit. You get depressed. You get discouraged. And you're not representing him well. You don't have the fruit to back up what you're calling yourself. You don't have that fruit. You don't have the love, joy, peace. You don't have his power. You don't have the power to tell the mountain to move and it moves. You don't have it. It's gone. It's not there because you haven't been connected to Jesus. You haven't been on the vine. And that's how that works. When you get off, when you're disconnected, then you're trying to do your Christianity by yourself. And it's fake. It's really fake. It's just being religious. And Jesus is calling us to come up to that place where we're real. We have the power. We have the fruit. We're not dead. And so if you're somebody who's saying, well, you know, I'm trying to get off cigarettes and I'm trying to get off drugs and, you know, I'm trying to be more lovely, get back on the vine. Stop trying to do it yourself because you will fail over and over again, and that will just cause you to want to give up. And when you get to that place where you want to give up, then your flesh is stronger. It's so much stronger that it takes over, and the enemy is right there to pull you down. And so don't give up, but get on the vine. I just feel like Jesus is saying, get on the vine. Don't give up. Come back. All who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I'm in love with you. I want to encourage you to read Romans 7 and 8 and read it in the Passion Translation. I like the way it's put. It's very clear. And so there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the dictates of the Spirit and not the flesh. And so when you're looking to God and you're determined, you've surrendered your life, then you're going to follow after what he tells you to do, and you're going to have his power in your life. And all the things that you've clung to before that you thought you had to have to be who you are removed from you, so you can really be who you really are without all those vices, those cover-ups, those things that you do. You get to be yourself. So really, Jesus is setting you free. He's setting you free from these things that are clinging to you, to try to steal really who you are, just to be set free of all those vices. Just think about it, and you can enjoy your life and be who God created you to be. And then you can go and do that work that he called you to do. He said that we're all called. He said if you believe in him, you're going to do what he was doing, and you're going to have that power to go and do it. You're not going to be afraid that, oh, when I lay my hands on this person, they're not healed. You're not going to be afraid that the demons won't move, because you're going to have the confidence from being on the vine, from getting rid of all those things that Satan was taunting you with. You know, like, you can't do that. I'm your God. You got this sin in your life. You don't have any power. And he's right. And he's right. But when you get rid of that sin, you got that power to go and to do his will, God's will. You have his power. You have him abiding in you. If you abide in me and I abide in you, ask what you will, and it will be done for you. And my Father will be glorified that you're showing to be true disciples of his. That is our objective, to be a true disciple, not a fake one, not a religious one, not one that has gods before God. And remember, it's the sin, the gods that you have before God, or God. You got to make a choice. The rich man said, what do I have to do to have eternal life? Jesus said, give your stuff away. It was his God. He chose his stuff. Eternal damnation. Spending the rest of eternity in hell. That's a scary thought to me. That scares me enough to let it go. One of the first things that I heard Jesus say is to me, and I mentioned it yesterday, it'll be easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for you to enter into the kingdom of God. Give away your clothes. Because clothes are my God. I had clothes. Clothes, clothes, clothes. Everywhere. Clothes. And when you start pulling away from God, you can fall right back into that very sin that you gave up. So you constantly got to be on that vine. You constantly got to be on your knees every morning because you want eternal life. I mean, that being the choice, I got rid of my clothes. It was hard because I clung to them. They were my identity. And Jesus wants to be your identity. He wants you to be that person that he created you to be, that person gifted the talents you have to do what you love to do, to be a part of his kingdom, to give your life away, not the person that has all these things to put on this facade. And, all these things that they have to have and that they have to do, providing for themselves, running around, trying to figure out what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, and what you're going to wear. But depend on him. And then all the things you need will be added to you. So that is the word I have for you today. And I just feel like Jesus is saying, get back on the vine, please. You can't do this without me. He knows. He knows that our sin is going to keep us from eternal life. He's going to say, away from me, I didn't know you. You who practice lawlessness. Anything the word tells you to do, you have to do it if you want to live with him. And he doesn't change his mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he said for one man is for every man. He's no respecter of persons. So you can't get away with anything. You can't fake it to the banquet table. He's going to say, how did you get in here? How did you get in here? You can't fake it. And, the thing is, he's testing us. He's separating the sheep from the goats. Because not anyone gets to, just anyone gets to live with him. But those who will do the will of the Father. Those who will let go of their sin. And there's no excuses because you have his power to let go. We couldn't do it. They couldn't do it before Jesus came. They couldn't follow the law. But we can do his will because we have Jesus' power on the inside of us. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for that conviction, for your grace, for your power to let go of those things that are holding us back from you, those things that are on us, that we've allowed to take over our lives. Thank you that you've just set us free from that right now. Thank you for setting us free from those sins. Thank you. Thank you that we can just depend on you and let go. Thank you, Jesus. And I just feel like Jesus is saying to explain a little more. So when you let go of what he tells you to do, your flesh is going to keep saying, I want that, I want that, I want that. But you have to keep remembering that if you want that, then you can't have Jesus. Then you can't have eternal life. And that's a reality. And people don't want to hear that kind of truth. They don't want to hear that they're in sin or that God doesn't understand. Or like Paul, he couldn't do it either. He did do it. He did, because he depended upon Jesus. And you can do it too. And eventually, like I told you that God said to me, eventually you'll just get used to not having that. And eventually you'll just be happier and happier and happier. So that's what I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you.